Let's take a closer look here at Samsung. Third quarter profit missed analyst estimates, and joining us to discuss the earnings is Peter Elstrom, Bloomberg Executive Editor for Asia Technology. So operating profit for the chip segment almost cut in half, yet Samsung is not cutting back on CapEx. We saw that from SK Hynix yesterday for next year, but as one of our colleagues said, Samsung has deeper pockets than most. Your thoughts on this earnings report, Peter?
Well, these have been rough days for the semiconductor industry, in particular in the technology industry more broadly. We knew that there were going to be some weak results here. This had been pretty well foreshadowed by Hynix, as you mentioned, and Micron even before that. They've been pulling back on their expenditures. Hynix yesterday reported weak earnings and said they're seeing an unprecedented downturn in demand. So expectations were pretty low for Samsung. As you mentioned, earnings are down sharply. They did miss estimates. That was largely driven by the chips business. As much as Samsung really makes its money from the chips business, even though it may be best known for its smartphones, but chips really make the difference in terms of profit or not profit. And as you mentioned, the difference here is that Samsung is saying it is going to keep spending on factories and new fabs to make more chips because it sees opportunities ahead. That's both in the memory business, and it's also pushing into the foundry business, which is making chips for other people the way Taiwan Semiconductor does. In the memory business, it is expanding in a few different areas, including into the U.S. So it's expanding very aggressively at this point, which is pretty contrary to what its peers are doing.
Yeah, Samsung, a major producer of the world's chips, obviously, producing more chips into a market that admits has already got a glut. What's the impact on the broader market going to be with this?
Yeah, there's some parallels to the oil industry, I think, in OPEC countries where some countries continue to produce very aggressively because they want the revenue. Samsung is acting aggressively here. They're investing, even though prices are falling pretty sharply in the memory chip market. They're investing aggressively. They see opportunities here. They're expanding geographically also. Into a few different markets, and they do want to become a bigger, more competitive player in logic chips, which are microprocessors. As they build up this foundry business, they want to compete with Taiwan Semiconductor, which is now the most valuable chip company in the world and has built a very, very strong business as a foundry for other companies.
So we've seen these new U.S. government rules on exports to China, particularly having to do with very high-level chips for AI and such. I think a lot of people are curious what Samsung is saying about these new rules. Have we heard anything on that yet?
Yeah, that is the big question for the chip industry over the past 2 to 3 weeks. That's really the only thing that everybody is talking about. What do these U.S. export rules mean for the industry broadly, and especially for doing business in China? Samsung, of course, sits in a quite challenging spot in South Korea. It has many factories there. It also has a fab in mainland China, and it's the Korean government has very close ties to the U.S. also. The conference call hasn't started for Samsung yet, so they haven't gone into details on how those chip export rules are going to affect them, but they have been able to secure a one-year exemption so that they continue to ship equipment and supplies into China to supply that fab that they've got in China so they can continue to produce memory chips at that facility there.
Yeah, that conference call due to get underway in about 5 minutes. Bloomberg subscribers will be able to follow the details on our blog, Top Live Go. But talk to us about smartphones as well. We have had some weak growth in that division. The market doesn't seem too troubled, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. Samsung is probably better known for its smartphones than its chips because that is a consumer-facing business. It says that business was pretty strong, which is a little surprising. The overall smartphone market is falling this year. There has been some weakness across the board. Even Apple has shown some signs of weaknesses, and they sell at the very high end of the market. Samsung has sort of pushed the envelope with their flip phones and their foldable phones. They say that demand has been relatively strong, and they're optimistic about that business going forward.
Is there a glut in that business at the moment?
Well, the real glut is in the chips business, as we talked about. That's challenging for people because during the COVID pandemic, there were chronic shortages of chips. That led customers to overorder because they were so anxious to get chips that they needed into their facilities. And now all the chip makers are really saying that inventories are a problem. They've been piling up, and that means that customers are going to use their inventories before they start buying new chips from Samsung or Hynix or Micron or the other companies. In terms of smartphones, it's a bit less of an issue. The problem with smartphones is that they become obsolete a lot more quickly. That's a business that's very that has to be very, very timely. Samsung is facing some uncertainties there also.
We've seen a very weak won over the past few quarters as well. How's that altering our perspective on these results?
Well, they say that the strong dollar did have an effect. The strong dollar, the weak yen, did have an effect on their business. Largely, Samsung benefits because they are selling much of their products abroad and bringing that revenue back in either dollars or other currencies. So the weak yen has been a little bit of a tailwind for them so far.
You know, looking at what was released and put out to the exchange, what was the most surprising aspect of the earnings for you?
Well, I think the downturn in chips profit was not a surprise. I think probably the biggest thing is Samsung's determination to continue investing, to put money into capital spending to be able to grow their market share of the business. Yeah. Memory chips, of course, where they've been very, very competitive. They're the biggest in the market as they compete against Hynix and Micron. But more specifically in the foundry business, they're showing the kind of determination that has made them successful. This is not a one-quarter question or a one-year question. It's a longer
term. Okay, Peter, we got to go. Excellent stuff. Thank you, Peter Elstrom, Bloomberg Executive Editor for Asia Technology. This is Bloomberg.